Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Thursday, and if that's not a reason to get excited, we have a special guest in the building.
Yeah.
You might have seen her on Laughs. You might have seen her on Last Comic Standing. Maybe you saw her at the grocery store buying almond milk. It doesn't matter. Make some noise right now for Mia Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. Mia. Oh.
Thank you.
Plus, we got our friends Heidi and Frank in L.A. What up, y'all?
Atlanta.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Well, you know the business, man. Big things popping, big show rolling, man. Listen, Rihanna's going to prove once again why she is not the one to come for. And today is your last day to win $500 for Portia's Pop Quiz. So stick around so you can find out how to get paid in full.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, man, we unfortunately got to start off with the end of an era, man. Oh. How you doing, Frank?
Yes, it truly is. Hugh Hefner passed away at the age of 91 yesterday of natural causes.
Oh.
Natural causes?
Well, that's not a bad way to go, I don't think.
Natural?
That's goals.
Right?
Yes,
right.
He is the definition of goals right there. Yes, he died at home, surrounded by his loved ones, of natural causes, and it truly is the end of an era. I mean, the guy, he changed my life at a very, very young age. I found my cousin's Ralph's Playboys.
Yeah.
And it was Miss January, 1979, Candy Loving, that pretty much...
You remember the name of the
yes.
Album?
Oh, yes, I do. And it's established my taste in women. The woman I'm with today looks just like Candy Loving. I didn't realize it until I looked back and looked at her today. There's a big similarity. And I think that's why Heidi and I get along so well, because I fell in love with Candy Loving, and she fell in love with obviously loving candy.
Oh, my God. Well, there's nothing two sticks and Twix can't fix. That's all I'll say to that.
Of course, look, when the news broke, the celebrities poured out their tributes. Jenny McCarthy posted her 1994 cover with the caption, RIP, hashtag Hef. Thank you for being a revolutionary and changing so many people's lives, especially mine. I hope I made you proud.
Oh. Aww.
Slash from Guns N' Roses posted this beautiful tribute. My God, would you look at that?
Isn't that how you picture his deathbed that looks?
I think that's his garden. They just grow out of his yard.
And that's one dope thing about Hugh Hefner. I never had a chance to meet the guy, but like he did such a great job of bringing people together.
Very nice, story. Generous guy. Yeah. I had my birthday party there, and actually Hugh gave me this cake.
That's generous.
Oh, yeah. He's
a generous,
guy.
Man.
Yeah. I had my cake and ate it, too.
I may have eaten some of your cake as well.
He's going to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe. He bought the crypt next to her back in 1992 for $75,000. Marilyn was on the very first cover of Playboy, and he didn't even put a date on the first cover of Playboy because he didn't know there was going to be a number two.
Mm. Wow.
He borrowed money from his mom to even put out the first magazine and got the rights to use Marilyn Monroe, and he did it. No date on it. Wow. And I think now, because it did become so huge, Playboy and Hugh Hefner, the god that he is, hell, being buried next to Marilyn Monroe, bury him in Marilyn Monroe.
Well, moving on, American Idol, the reboot anyway, is this close to sort of being ready to go because they've gotten Katy Perry as a judge, they got country singer Luke Bryan as a judge, but they're still searching for one more, and there's a new show out right now called Objectified, and Harvey Levin sat down with OG American Idol judge Simon Cowell and asked him what he thought about the idea of producers going after singers to judge other singers, and here's what he had to say.
I don't get it.
Because it makes them insecure.
You think Madonna wants to find Madonna? You think she wakes up tomorrow morning going, I'm really hoping the next Madonna comes along and I need to do something about it? She's going, no, I want Madonna to be more successful. And I totally get that.
What do you think of Katy Perry doing Idol?
Good luck.
Brett, a as a singer, what do you think about that? Do you agree with what he's saying or what?
I kind of disagree because you kind of want to pay it forward and you want to help other people. And if you can give them some of the blueprint that you have to make it and teach them, you want to. Most people want to.
And by the way, he's sort of contradicting himself or being a hypocrite because Simon Cowell had Paula Abdul, a singer who was judging other singers on the...
Oh, come on. Is she really a singer?
I keep getting chills.
See? Come on.
That's a great impression.
That's pretty good.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Well, we're going to say bye for now, Atlanta, but we are going to be back a little later in the show with some very sexy strippers and and puppies.
Puppies?
Got Frank's attention.
Take it easy, y'all.
Bye, you guys.
Later.
See you, Atlanta.
Well, y'all, don't mess with Rihanna's makeup line.
Oh, who tried to do that?
Well, check it out. Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line has recently been praised across the internet for its diverse range of all-inclusive shades, even creating a lighter shade for albino customers, right? But the beauty line Makeup Forever wanted to steal some of RiRi's spotlight, honey, and they posted a photo of their Ultra HD foundation line and wrote, 40 shades is nothing new to us. With expertise, time, and passion, we shall continue to develop and improve our products for pros, for you, for everyone.
How
long did that sit up there before Rihanna said something?
Right, so a lot of people took this as a dig towards Rihanna's line. And baby, in the words of Gary, RiRi caught wind of it, you know she had to shut it down. She commented on the post and wrote, LOL, still ashy, shook.
Oh!
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, RiRi! Yes, come through with the Navy for this one.
I like how Rihanna is EEOC with the clack back. She'll clap back at anybody. She'll
get it. It's amazing. She is my favorite.
Would y'all just trust Rihanna's line? I mean, would you?
I'm trusting Rihanna because if you black and you make black makeup for black people, that's who I'm trusting. So I know you're going to know my face.
I'm riding with RiRi.
Well, Maybelline was first.
Yeah, but they didn't really cover the women the way they needed to cover, right?
Boy, you might as well say Mary Kay.
Avon.
And get you a pink Cadillac.
Okay. All right, y'all, baby. We got some news for bald men. And this one is for you, Head Crack. God, this is for you.
Yeah.
Now, Larry David, y'all, sat down with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, and Matt asked his opinion on a new study that says women find bald men to be more attractive, confident, and dominant than men with hair. So now Larry David said that was definitely not true.
Ooh.
But he did reveal this interesting tidbit about bald men. Check this out.
Uh-oh, Hey Crack.
I have heard that we do have more testosterone.
Virility.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So there you go. So maybe.
So last time we sat down.
Because I'm an animal sexually, you know. An animal. Even at 70.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Last time we sat down.
I'll go against a guy with hair in bed any day of the week. Really? Yeah.
Okay, Head Crack. So what I want to know, is it true what Larry David was saying about virility and stamina and all that stuff?
Here's the thing. When I had a head full of dreads, I had a certain crop of people that would hit me up and reach me all the time.
Okay.
With a low haircut, I got a certain crop of people. Like, everybody got their thing.
This is
true. You know, truthfully, I can't even tell the difference. I would say I'm in better shape now than I was when I had dreads. The face was very fat when I had dreads because I probably wasn't working out as hard.
Okay.
But did you work out because, like, when you got rid of the hair?
Very limiting. Like, let's say if you're jumping up and down, you got your hair.
The hair got caught in the rope.
Yeah, like, you know, your hair's flapping up and down. Or if you're swimming, like, it seems like you have, like, 20 pounds of extra.
We feel the same way about.
Yes!
Jumping up and down.
Exactly. God!
Yesterday, I asked if Rihanna has 38 collaborations in 12 years and Queen B has had 28 in 14 years. On an average, who has spent more time working in the studio with the partner per year? And the answer is A, Rihanna. Now, who's getting that 500? It's Monique Mormon from Brooklyn. Congrats and thanks for watching. Tune in later when I give you today's Porsche's Pop Quiz.
Freeze! Don't go anywhere. We have more Dish Nation still ahead.
Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up? Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah. Last night was the return of Empire.
Yeah.
Yes, baby. Ooh. Empire. My, my, my.
Nobody was more excited than Gary.
Cookie yes, and Lucius.
Yes. Oh, Lord, honey. Miss Cookie, baby. She be serving it up.
Well, last night, we found out that after Andre and Sean blew up Lucius's car, Lucius lost a leg.
Right.
Well, that's some good skin, right?
That's exciting, yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only did he lose his leg, he also lost his memory. And even though he's fresh on those crushes, Lucius can move.
I don't want to be here.
Okay, just...
Okay.
Dad.
Where'd it go?
All right.
Where'd it go?
Okay, I got this. Oh, I got this.
Dad!
Lucius, Dad. Be careful!
Dad, come on, Dad.
Lucius, be careful. You can't swim.
Dad.
He got the hell on.
Yeah, he was moving fast.
He was moving fast.
He was on a pogo stick.
This should be the new Running Man challenge.
Right.
You know, the thing about Empire, and especially like with Lucius's character, this dude is like overcame a brain tumor.
Hello?
Didn't he get shot one season?
I think so.
He should just leave town.
He needs a vacation.
Yeah.
I'm sure his leg will grow back by episodes.
Yeah.
Now, Nurse Claudia is played by Demi Moore, and she's taking very good care of Lucius, and he still has no clue who he is or anybody in his family.
I promise you, Lucius, you are still in there.
I wish I could remember. I just don't. Where's Claudia?
I'm right here.
I'm ready to go home now.
Okay, we're ready. Lucius. You won't remember me. Cookie Lie, baby. I'm unforgettable.
Cookie was giving it to baby. She was giving you a little bit of Miss Diane Carroll, a little
she
bit
was.
Of Marilyn Monroe, and some Miss Ross, bitch. I'm like, go, girl. That's how you do it, honey.
So, I mean, there was a couple breadcrumbs that were dropped last night that make you think that maybe Lucius was faking it.
Yeah, he's faking.
It would be very Lucius to kind of play dumb for a little bit just to try and figure out who's trying to
put his
keys on.
Yeah, that's true.
Classic.
I'm going to go with that, too. You never know what's going to happen on Empire.
You can't lose your leg and your memory.
Hello.
You
both of them will be back next episode, probably.
All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, there's a new challenge going on right now that is sweeping the nation.
Oh, Lord.
And we're going to give it a try ourselves.
Are we?
Next.
Oh, God.
Hey, y'all. I'm back with my math skills, and I'm looking to test you for some dollar bills. $500 to be precise. Now, I'm proud of you all. You've been going strong all week long. But let's see if you can figure your way through the final extra credit question. I've invited 8 of my housewife friends, which I put in air quotes because, you know, with this group, you just never really know. But I sent the ladies an invite to come to a party in NYC at Southern Hospitality. You know, the joint owned by Justin Timberlake. Now, if I send out 8 invites for dinner and 6 of them respond yes and only 4 show up, but... Of course, Kenya's gonna decide to crash and teach me a lesson for party crashing her party last year. And these 5 women chow down on 6 plates of the aptly named Soho Sliders. Plus, they share 3 fried shrimp platters. And somebody, I won't say the names, orders 1 extra of baby back ribs. On an average, how many plates did each of the ladies eat? Is the answer A, 4, B, 3, C, 2, or D, 8 Grady Heifers? To enter, head over to Dish Nation app to take the Porsche's Pop Quiz. If you don't have the app, you can download it on iTunes or Google Play. And for extra credit, you can also enter on DishNation.com.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Hey. Now, as you know by now, there's a new challenge that has gone viral. It's called the For the Challenge. A ton of celebrities have jumped in.
Cancel HBO for the You got a show. Bitch, not no more for the
And apparently the rapper who started it all, a person by the name of Game Over Reedy, is upset that she's not getting the credit she thinks she deserves. So we're here at Dish Nation, like to give props to the pioneers, the people who, got it rolling. So shout out to you. But with that being said, let's hop on the bandwagon, shall we? And since we can't say on TV, we replace those words with donut and pancake.
Oh.
Let me fire that beat off. Here we go. Get ready. See, you got the swag. Give him some attitude. Give him face, Gary.
Oh my God.
Give him face.
Tell me when to start.
Right now.
I eat for the donut. I sleep for the donut. I smile for the donut. And I hoop for the donut.
I wear a shirt for the pancake. Come to work early. Do dirt for the pancake. LMOP for the pancake. Konnichiwa, Bruce Lee for the pancake.
I can't.
Oh my God.
I'm not prepared.
I go vegan for the
donut.
Rather stop eating for the
donut.
I skydive for the
donut.
Already mile high on the
donut.
You gonna skydive for it?
Stop, what?
You gotta be what you got.
I have nothing. I have nothing. I don't. I've done nothing for the donut.
Is this something that you would do?
So what I do, I learn how to cook for it. Do I need to say? That's all I got. I'm just
kidding. Go ahead.
I cook for the donut.
Leave cook for the donut.
Would you read a book for the donut?
I read lots of books.
You are looking donut. For the donut.
That's horrible. It's such a nasty thing, you guys.
I can't do
so
it.
So vulgar.
I feel violated.
Well, y'all, speaking of words that start with D, what would you do for a great deal?
The absolute most.
I get up early.
Yeah, I walk on hot coal.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, today I extend to you a great deal on two extension cords. Oh, you see what I did with that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Two Ds. So each Quirky Prop Power Pro extension cord is 9 feet long and has three plugs. The flexible gooseneck design makes it easier for wrapping, bending, propping, and clamping. Just think of all the ways this will come in handy, people.
It's nice and heavy and durable.
It's not waterproof.
Yeah, it's... This two-pack usually retails for $40, but our Dish Nation viewers can get it for just how much, y'all?
How much?
$24.
$24. She told you.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, it's really nice. So just head on over to morningsave.com for this great deal.
After the break, we have cute dogs and hot strippers. Sorry, Ed Craig, honey. They're male strippers.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, in support of the animals who have been displaced by Hurricane Harvey in Houston, the Humane Society there got a pretty sizable check from the dance troupe Thunder from Down Under. They had done a performance, and they took the proceeds from that performance, and it ended up being $5,000.
Usually when they're showing their support, it's about their G-strings. It's showing their support. It's like, wow.
Wow.
Got all that in there, huh?
In that tiny little piece of cloth. How did you do that? So not only did they just give them a check, they also stuck around and took the puppies and kitties for a walk and gave them a bath. It is crazy. Like, these guys obviously are hot. They're good dancers. But then this just takes it to the next level because there's nothing.
Stop it, fellas. What I'm saying is you don't need to go any further to see if you can get in women's pants. You're Thunder Down Under. Of course you can.
I know, but Nettie's
like, you need to be washing kittens and puppies.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not even, you know.
That's what guys who can't dance do. All right? We volunteer at the Humane Society to get ladies.
Yes, guys.
You keep dancing over there in your G-strings, fellas.
Guys with no abs and no dance skills have to wash cats. You don't. But that's the beauty. They don't have to, and they did.
You know how many cats those guys have washed over the years?
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.